Hello, fellow geeks out there. It's that time again to listen to a podcast from the Geekcast Radio Network.
Hey, you're listening to Tooncast.
What's going on around here?
Hello and welcome to Tooncast. This is episode 245, I believe. I forget. What episode is this? Oh my god. Oh yeah, that's right. I'm sorry, folks. I just got hit in the head with a rock because it is the end of October. Tooncast has relaunched. And as you heard in episode 240, we are doing Origins here on Tooncast. I have been doing this over on the Pullbag for the last 8 years. We've been doing this on All Things Transformers since I think about 2016. And we just started it on Toycast this year as well in 2021. I'm, of course, TFU and Mike. Joining me is Steve Megatron. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing good.
That's good. I was expecting something a little bit more subtle and Shakespearean, but okay.
Are we ready for this? It's time to rumble. Yes.
There you go.
It's time for the top 40 countdown.
Please don't. Don't do that. That freaks me out. Stop it.
Today, we'll be talking to Steve Megatron.
Yes. Except now he's talking to himself. So, over on the Pullbag, we have 25 Origins questions. Toycast has 42. All Things Transformers, I think, has 25 or 30. I forget. Studio 2009's Podcast Approach has 30 questions, and Tooncast now has 30 questions for the Origins. First up, did you grow up watching cartoons, and what were some of your earliest cartoon memories?
Cartoons. I grew up watching a lot of cartoons, which is why I can do so many voices now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, geez, I watched so many cartoons, not only during the week, but during the Saturday morning cartoon blitz that I don't even know, like, to some degree, like I was a couch potato without really being that, because on commercials I would get bored and channel surf and find another cartoon to go watch, and sometimes I would flip back immediately, you know, just to kind of see if the other one was back, or sometimes I would stay till that commercial and then I'd jump back. I always had the previous button loaded with the channel I wanted to go to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good old time back then. Now we just go to different streaming services, folks. So you pretty much answered the second question. What cartoons were you watching most as a kid? Were you a Saturday morning consumer, an after school consumer, or both? Well, obviously you were both, so I'll ask you, which was your favorite time to watch cartoons, the weekday afternoon stuff or the Saturday morning stuff?
Oh, definitely the Saturday morning. There were so much more cartoons. I mean, I would sit there from 6 a.m. until 11 a.m. when mm-hmm. they finally, like, tapered off between the four channels that were all in a row. I mean, you had CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox. And then once in a while, I mean, when UPN showed up for a little bit, they had some decent running mm-hmm. stuff. But for the most part, it was just those four. And I mostly watched Saturday mornings, but if I didn't, my favorite time to watch was in the morning. And I only say that because I didn't have homework to deal with. I was eating breakfast cereal and I was getting ready to go to school, and I lived like across the street from my elementary. So that was that was my go-to, man. I had at least an hour and a half of TV in the morning before I got to go.
Yeah, that's the same with me. All right. What was your, I already know the answer to this question. What was your number one favorite cartoon as a kid?
I mean, yes, Beast Wars, obviously. but I had so many other exposures to cartoons in the morning. I had the original Transformers was on reruns on the Sci-Fi Channel in the morning, which I somehow discovered. It had this weird sci-fi like animation block, and mm-hmm. they would cycle between season 1, 2, and 3, and so I was getting things so out of order.
Yeah.
But I used to watch those, but I'm trying to think of some of the shows I used to watch in those blocks. I loved Mighty Max. I used to watch Ninja Turtles. I used to watch Beast Wars, G.I. Joe, G.I. Joe Extreme. Everything was extreme back then. Spider-Man, Batman the Animated Series. At the time, I would probably say Batman the Animated Series and Beast Wars were pretty much neck and neck for my favorite cartoons.
What are some other cartoons you like? Do you have a favorite cartoon genre type?
I like typically superheroes or sci-fi, like basically anything that touches on the futuristic and things that honestly couldn't happen or aren't happening until someone creates them. Those were the kind of shows I gravitated towards, and I still do to this day. Those were the books I gravitated towards. Those were the cartoons I gravitated towards. Anything that dealt with like either like a superhero or sci-fi vibe were the things that I instantly went to. But if it wasn't, it was just because it was an entertaining cartoon.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. How did your cartoon watching habits change as you grew up and throughout your life?
Well, they decreased for many different reasons. I watched a lot of cartoons growing up, and I had a very wide variety. I remember watching, you know, like Action Man, Street Sharks, Beetlejuice, the Dinosaucers. So many different genres of cartoons, like Sonic the Hedgehog, both of them. I had so many different shows I watched. I'm not honestly sure why I consumed as many as I did. I think it was just because the sheer access to cartoons on, you know, the Saturday mornings on, I mean, to some degree they had them on Sunday mornings too, but it only lasted for like 2-3 hours instead of the 5-6 that we had on Saturdays. And then I had the early mornings before school and then after school that I was watching. Yeah. So I watched a crazy amount of television as a kid, and it got somewhat worse being that I watched more like hour long shows as a teenager and as an adult. And then especially when we started the network, I still watched 30 to 40 shows a week, which was insane. I think I've whittled it down. Like I've got maybe 10, maybe 12 that I watch at any given time, right, or I wait and I blitz them at this point, just because I don't want to deal with trying to play the week to week game. I for the most part, I'm very selective in my cartoons now. They have to have had some kind of a tie to my childhood from some form of nostalgia that bring me back to watch a newer rendition of it now. Otherwise, I give zero craps about jumping into anything new. So yeah, I definitely watch a lot less now. And I watch a lot of the things I grew up with a lot more than I do new programming.
So for the ones you do rewatch, how often do you go back and do that?
Depends on the show. But especially if I have them at ready access to watch, there's a number of old shows between G.I. Joe, Transformers, Beast Wars, Batman the Animated Series, any of the BTAS DCAU movies. I watch a lot of live action stuff now too. But my animation is pretty selective, and I have to be in the mood to watch whatever it is. I have Mighty Max. I have the original Ninja Turtles and the 2003 and then parts of the 2012. And it really depends. But Beast Wars is pretty much my main go to. Like I could watch that every day and not get tired of it.
So out of all of those, which ones held up the best and or worst?
I still argue that the number one animated series still lies with Batman the Animated Series. I still don't think we've gotten anything really good as far as the Batman stuff. But I still think, as far as our top 100 is concerned, and I think Beast Wars was in the top 25.
I don't remember.
I want to say it was like number 23 or something. I don't know. It left a scar on me. I'm sure it's somewhere in there in the top 25. But yeah, I still argue a lot of these shows deserve to be where they landed. Yes, there are newer shows that are out now. There are some other ones like The Bad Batch or I want to say there's another animated series I'm watching, but I can't remember any of them right now. I watched, you know, some of the newer Transformers stuff. But yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the old stuff does hold up, but it depends on what it is. There's some shows I've gone back and watched and I fall asleep during them or I just don't care. And so what I've done is essentially like I found where I can find in one episode, the one episode I can remember from a childhood time. And I honestly go and rewatch that selective episode when I want a taste of the show, because that gives me that look, that time that I'm really excited for. And I don't have to feel necessarily guilty about it.
Right.
And the benefit of that is it holds up in my mind because it's the one episode that I remember. But other shows, honestly, animation issues aside or story issues aside, I still think Batman the Animated Series and Beast Wars hold up the most out of all the shows that I've watched. Beast Machines holds up, I think, a lot better now, and I think it gets a lot better reputation and love for it, being that we've had such crappy series in the last 8 years of Transformers, and I think that has a lot to do with why people are like, you know, it's not honestly that bad when you look at the stuff we've been given recently. It at least had a solid implementation, even though it neutered some of the characters. But they at least kept the actors to play the same characters.
Yes, that's true.
So, yeah.
I will say one thing. Yes, Beast Wars was number 23 on the top 100 animated series list.
Oh, man. I was so right, and I just was pulling that out of the top of my head.
Uh-huh.
It was, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah, something like, yeah, 2011 is when we first did that top 100 countdown.
Two for two.
Yep, there you go. Yeah, it's so funny with the Transformers cartoons. Like, I don't go back and watch those all the time. Specifically G1, because, hello, my podcasting, quote-unquote, career started with G1, because the TFG1 podcast, but because we concluded last month in September our top 100 Transformers characters countdown, I had gone through most of, if not every single series that I could find, except for the Unicron trilogy. Unless I needed a character from that trilogy, I refuse. Luckily, I didn't need many characters from that. But I had gone through G1 again, and I had gone through and grabbed a bunch of audio, and I was like, yeah, G1 now is like, I will watch my favorite episode kind of thing. And from G1 to Beast Machines, G1 was individual stories. Sometimes there were two-parters or multi-parter things like Ultimate Doom or whatever, Key to Vector Sigma. But by the time we got to Beast Machines was a solid narrative 26 episodes, and I loved that so much about that as far as the storytelling goes.
So let's cut through the signal noise, shall we?
All right. Which cartoons that have aired while you were an adult have you liked the most?
They've aired since I've been an adult. I would say the TMNT 2012 series.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed that. That was one that I've really enjoyed. I've enjoyed The Bad Batch. I've enjoyed Star Wars Rebels. I've enjoyed, I'm trying to think of some other shows that I've watched or cartoons. I'm sure there's been some others. I just can't pull them off the top of my head, I think, because these are the most recent that I've watched.
Yeah,
I've watched some other Batman stuff, but honestly, like, a lot of the new movies just don't grab me the way the DCAU stuff did.
And again, and no offense to the DC Animated Universe films, they are, most of the time, they are directly trying to adapt comics. The BTAS stuff and the DCAU stuff was their own universe. It was them telling stories. And sometimes, like in Justice League, they would adapt things like for the Man Who Has Everything and that kind of thing with Superman. But, you know, it was generally original content. Are there any cartoons you hate or have been greatly disappointed by?
I've disliked some of the newer, like I dislike the newer TMNT series. I dislike the Machinima Transformers series or the 2012 mm-hmm. Transformers series or most of the War for Cybertron series. Sad thing is I really enjoyed Cyberverse, which is strange.
Hey, when we were talking about that on All Things Transformers in those episodes, I said that there and I'll say it here. Transformers Cyberverse is a Transformers cartoon for every single fan. It has everything, and I think it did everything right.
I honestly really enjoyed Cyberverse by comparison, and it's very coherent despite. I think it got better with season 2 and 3.
Yeah, it did.
In all honesty, season one, I didn't really care. But once we got into season 2 and 3, I was pretty much sold. But yeah, I don't know. I'm finding that a lot of animation, like the styles themselves, mm-hmm. just don't do it for me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand that CalArts style stuff.
Yeah, no.
Now I will say one. There is one series that kind of falls in that I do enjoy, and the one that I do enjoy is Star Trek Lower Decks.
Mm.
It's done by the guy that does Rick and Morty, which I absolutely don't care about that show. But the what I like about this is that it's not only Star Trek, it's got the comedy aspect, but it also pulls continuity. So I don't uh-huh. feel like I'm getting something that's not consistent with the continuity, because that's another thing that drives me nuts is when a show's like, oh, we're a part of continuity, but we're not.
I know, right?
Oh, wait, we got a show like that recently, wasn't it?
Hey, stop it.
I actually enjoyed it, though. That's the sad thing. So I know some people that are like purists, you know, have a problem with it. I did not. But that's I'm very loosely based on it, so I can kind of see why some people are like absolutely mad about Kingdom and some aren't. But yeah, I'm getting way off on topic here.
Growing up, did you and your friends ever pretend to be the cartoon characters you saw on TV at, say, school recess or something like that?
I did play Cobra Commander on more than one occasion. Where I was able to pull on the
Cobra,
mentality and kind of play into Chris Latta, you know, mm-hmm. and just have fun with it. So, yeah, I had fun doing that a lot. Most of the time I played pretend with Star Trek, but I did some Transformers type stuff, mostly it was Star Trek, but I also like I said, I did Cobra Commander just because it was fun. I did, this doesn't really count as childhood, but in my acting class, I played Casey Kasem in my acting class, which freaked people out.
Yeah, it freaks me out every time you do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, because by then he'd been dead.
Exactly.
At least I didn't put him through the turmoil that his family did.
That's true.
That was kind of crappy of them. But anyways, so yeah, the other one that I played was the Joker, Mark Hamill.
Mm-hmm.
I played that with like bone chilling accuracy, and people were just like, "What? What did this guy just do?"
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was a little crazy pulling that one off, but Yeah, people were, even the teacher was like, okay, that's really good. They'll put the actions with it. And I'm like, oh, so you want the crazy face. And then the arm movements, you know, just moving around like Mark Hamill does in the booth. So, that was fun.
Awesome. Who is your end-all, be-all favorite cartoon character from any cartoon, hero and villain?
Hero and villain, okay. I would obviously say for my villain, it's Beast Wars Megatron.
I'm already writing it down because I already know.
Yeah.
You know.
Are you writing this down? Is it a quiz? Am I going to get quizzed later?
No.
Is this going to go on the website as a Q&A?
No, it's for when I make you do all kinds of art stuff.
Hero... obviously, I like the Joker, too, because I fall back on that one quite often. Mm-hmm. Hero. I mean, Rat Trap's one of my favorite heroes as far as that's concerned. So is Optimus Primal. But I don't know if I would put him as my favorite. My favorite hero would probably be out of animation. I don't know. I liked Ninja Turtles, too, as a kid. I liked Krang as a villain side anyway, but. I was always like a Leonardo, Raphael fan, Optimus Prime fan, Ironhide.
Leaking lubricant. Hang on, everybody.
I don't know. Like, I don't know who I would pick as my favorite hero. I would probably go with like Optimal Optimus just because I love the design.
Guys, check out Big Bot. Big Bot? How do you feel?
In a word, pride.
But not for long. No, this has been but a temporary delay.
And it's easy for me to pull that one. I did before I went by the moniker of Megatron. I went by Optimus Primal. And then I had this pivotal moment where I flipped. Like, I always liked Megatron, but there was this moment where I just, there was no going back.
Yeah. Yep. What are some other cartoon characters you like, and are there any that you hate?
Any that I hate? Well, I like Sonic the Hedgehog, but he's kind of a video game character, so that's kind of a cop out. I mean, I kind of named some just a few minutes ago, but there were some in like Dino Saucers. Can't remember the names of any of them, but I remember there was a few I liked on that. There was, Mighty Max. Always loved that show. Wish I could do a Tim Curry.
Everyone wishes they could do a Tim Curry.
Yeah.
Speaking of Tim Curry, who are some of your favorite cartoon voices and voice actors?
Voice actors would definitely be David Kaye, Mark Hamill, Rob Paulsen. I can name these a lot faster because they play multiple characters.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Chalk, Ian James Corlett, Scott McNeil. Richard Newman, because he's played villains in a lot of superhero stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, he was in Spider-Man Unlimited. Kevin Conroy. Trying to think of some others. I think Josh Keaton. He's played a number of characters that I've enjoyed. Most recently, I think he played Captain America on the What If.
He played Skinny Steve Rogers.
Yes. Which, in my opinion, if you didn't know he did it...
It would be just like Chris Evans.
It would just be like him, yes.
Yeah. Josh did a good job on that. Yeah. Absolutely. Did you or do you own anything based on a cartoon? Toys, comics, coloring books, etc.?
Did I or do I?
Both.
When I was a kid, I had Batman backpacks pretty consistently. And I had all of the Ninja Turtles toys, all of the BTS toys as a kid. It was quite ridiculous, to be honest. I don't know why my parents indulged me in that and were as nice as they were. I was a spoiled brat. I had Star Trek toys. I was very fortunate as a kid. And then I had a ton of Transformers, ton of Beast Wars. Now I'm just pretty much, I have a few Hot Wheel cars. I mean, that collection's slowly growing. I've been buying trucks. And then I've got a few Star Trek ships. I've got a growing collection of Beast Wars between Kingdom and Beast Wars, because I'm mostly just trying to collect the best versions of the characters, or be as show accurate as possible, at least in their design. I will paint them if they're not accurate. And I have done that.
Yes.
More than one occasion. I'm just waiting on some select figures like Tigatron and Pterosaur, which are supposed to come out this year, and Ravage from Beast Wars. And then next year we're supposed to get Tarantulas, a Beast Inferno, and a new Transmetal Dragon Megatron.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm holding out hope that we get a brand new build of the standard Transmetal Megatron, because one, it's so much cheaper if I wait for Hasbro to actually come out with it, even if they cop out on some of the paint. But they also fit in my cabinet, whereas I have buyer's remorse on one, despite the fact it's a beautiful figure. It's freaking huge.
Yes, it is. Those ultra class figures back in the day, man.
Oh, I know. $20 at the store. Now they're like 60,
mm-hmm.
70. Like, I mean, you look at they cheat and they put them in a bigger box. It's mm-hmm. the same size toy. Oh, you're getting this special toy, and it's like $20 more because of the fact that, or like the core class figures, they're actually a centimeter shorter than the basic figures from 25 years ago.
Yeah.
I have Iguanas still from a kid, and only because my brother held onto it for me for all these years.
Mm-hmm.
He gave it back to me recently, and I put him next to the core class Megatron from the War for Cybertron Kingdom, mm-hmm. and he's smaller.
Oh, Jesus.
And the plastic is more durable than the new stuff, which is surprising to me.
Yeah. It's
thicker. And they have less empty slots on them, like less empty holes that are put on them because they're trying to cut plastic costs now. I very much enjoy some of the toys now. I get them because I like them. At first, it started out as I got them because I could do the voice.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And now you get them because you like them. All right. Number 15. What is your favorite cartoon theme song?
That's kind of tough because I like quite a few of them. and it's not even I obviously like Beast Wars, but I like I like season 2 and 3 of Transformers. I yep. like the original Ninja Turtles theme song, but I love the 2012. We'll be right back. just because it's just it I don't know, it's just so much more fun, I guess. I don't know what it is with it. I really enjoy it. But yeah, I would say some of those are some of my absolute favorite theme songs from cartoons.
Very cool, very cool. How big is your animation DVD or digital collection? Are there any series that you own the complete set of?
I have every series of Transformers outside of Zone and Beast Wars 2 and Beast Wars Neo.
Wasn't Zone just a movie? That wasn't an actual series. Yeah, that wasn't an actual series.
It's still part of Transformers.
No. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying, like, every time anyone mentions Transformers Zone to me, I did some research on it recently. I'm like, it's just a movie. It's not like it's a 65-episode series. I mean, not to take away from that. It doesn't take away from what it is. I'm just like, wait a minute. You've pretty much already answered this question since we've been talking so long at this already, but which cartoon or cartoons had the biggest impact on your life?
Beast Wars and Batman the Animated Series. Mm-hmm. Those two were like my I would argue, you know, Beast Wars and then Transformers and then Batman the Animated Series, because we've kind of covered all of those bases.
Yep.
Since being a part of this network.
Mm-hmm. What was the most money you spent on a cartoon item ever? Examples of this could be a DVD set, a cell, print, that kind of thing.
So not toy.
Not toy, no.
The most I spent on something was probably the cost of a DVD set, because I've never bought cells.
Okay.
Just never was something I love graphics. I love pictures of things. I don't care to get the cells, honestly. Like, it's just not one of those things that gets me out of bed in the morning. I do, however, I have gotten autographed posters,
mm-hmm.
From people, and those are a little bit different.
Yeah.
I spent as much as I've spent as much as I think a hundo on getting to meet Welker.
Yep.
So, awesome. Yeah.
I know you don't, but we always have to ask this question because I throw it in every Origins episode or every Origins version on any of the shows now, because originally it started out, do you have a my parents got rid of my toys story? Do you have a my parents wouldn't let me watch that cartoon story?
My mom wouldn't let me watch Simpsons. My dad did. So when they got divorced, I watched The Simpsons and I watched South Park. And I watched Celebrity Deathmatch, which nowadays would never make it to air because they wouldn't kill each other with objects. They would kill each other with their feelings.
No, well, what I was going to say was, I mean, MTV's too busy being 16 and pregnant to run Claymation now. So
they don't even do that.
I haven't watched MTV in 20 years, so I don't know. What is your opinion? Oh boy, I can't wait for this one because I think I know the answer to this. What is your opinion on cartoon reboots, and which ones do you think have been the most successful?
Cartoon reboots. I am okay with them. I mean, because most of the time it's them trying to reinvent,
mm-hmm.
but it depends on how they do it. And I say that because I personally I don't like huge deviations in animation or style or characteristics or the voicing. I can tolerate it when it's a totally different rendition. But if they're trying to touch on something from the past and make it look as close as possible, but it's not even hitting all those notes, and you know, some of the War for Cybertron, or you know, the newest rendition of Ninja Turtles, or you know, the fact that G.I. Joe can't ever come back to life,
except in really, really poor films,
is interesting to me that it can survive that. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I know IDW is doing a lot of really good things with the G.I. Joe comics and stuff, at least.
But that's because they hired all the guys that have been writing for it for decades.
Well, true. I mean,
that makes a huge difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, I think that the problem is that you get, in a lot of cases, people that just don't know anything about said franchise that they're taking over.
It's that, and it's also depending on what companies they work for, or what companies hire them to do the job, and what budget the companies give them, and what the overall parent company that holds the IP says that they want or they don't want in the series. So I don't necessarily blame the people making the show, because they tried.
I don't know.
All right, which cartoon series from the past would you most want to see, quote unquote, more of, whether it be a reboot, a live action movie, or any other form of media?
I would love to see more Beast Wars, but continued with the original creators that are still among us, and the original actors that are still among us, and basically pretending that Beast Machines never happened, or that that, you know, you get the time in between.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe not totally focusing on some of them, or having some of them come back, you know, in the interim. It would just be interesting to see that time between how it plays out. But I would love to see more Batman the Animated Series with the original actors. I think that would be really fun. I know we've gotten some movies with them in it, but I really would enjoy the fact seeing them reprise their roles, you know, for another couple seasons. But
yeah,
I know some of them are getting up there in age, and some of them are trying to retire in some capacity of certain roles. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you mentioned seeing more of Beast Wars with the original people that were working on the show, whether that be the voice actors or the writers and that kind of thing. And so was it 2010?
Yeah, Larry.
2010, yes. I recently listened to our old interview with Larry DiTilio. Larry DiTilio passed away a couple of years ago, and Christy Marks, who we've also interviewed multiple times, I first saw the news from her on her Facebook page that he passed away. I literally had to stop what I was doing and lean on my stove in the kitchen at the time, because I nearly fell over. And then listening back to the interview recently, I'm like, oh my God, I got to stop listening to this. I just can't deal with it. That man is so missed.
I know. Well, he'd been a part of so many different series. I'd love to get Bob Forward on.
Yeah, whatever happened to Bob? I don't even... Like, I don't know if he has an online presence.
He does. He has a website and everything, but okay. I just don't know how accessible he is.
Yeah. You know, some people don't want to be accessible, and that's fine. That's look at me. You know, 13 years ago when we started all this podcasting stuff, I'm like, I just want to podcast with the people that I'm podcasting with. I don't want to expand. I don't want to this. And here I am 13 years later. I'll interview anybody that wants to talk about cartoons. Anyway, what is your opinion of the cartoon sidekick? Stuff like Snarf, Orko, Megatron's Rubber Ducky.
I would take Megatron's Rubber Ducky over them, because honestly, I couldn't stand half of those sidekicks. It just bothered me. Some more than others, but I don't enjoy a lot of the sidekicks.
I understand why there are cartoon sidekicks, because you have to have, like, okay, take Spike and Bumblebee, and I know Spike is not a sidekick, Bumblebee is not a sidekick, they're main characters, but, you know, you take that relationship where you need to find something to have appeal to the kids kind of thing. And it also goes in, at least to me, it also goes into, like, you take Batman and Robin. Robin is the sidekick. I always feel like Batman is the legend. You'll never, like, same thing with Optimus Prime. Optimus Prime is the legend. You'll never live up to him, whereas Hot Rod, at least that's doable. At least you can live up to and live and learn from his mistakes. Same thing with Robin. You can, you know, identify with that character kind of thing, but there, you're right, there are some cartoon there are some cartoon sidekick characters that are really, really bad. Yes, they are. In your opinion, which decade represents the golden era of cartoons and why? 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, or 2010s?
90s. We got some of the best freaking writing and animated series under the sun. Now, early 90s, I will preface with, we had some disasters or attempted revivals that just didn't take. But we also got in the mid-90s, between animated series and between animated films, we started getting the CGI boom. We got Toy Story. We got, you know, our Pixar. We got Beast Wars. We got War Planets. We got Reboot. And, you know, Action Man. Just some of those alone were some of the things that I just... I was just gravitating towards, because I couldn't get enough of it. I couldn't get enough of the CGI animated stuff, which is sad, because now I'm like, everything's CGI animated, or it's this like cel-shaded animated stuff that's CGI, or if it's not that, it's the CalArts stuff. And I would just love to get some of that old stuff back.
Yeah.
You know, say what you will about some of the series and the CGI from the 90s. Yeah, they didn't have as much detail as they have now. But the problem is the stuff now just has crappy writing.
Yeah, you look at Beast Wars and Beast Machines specifically, and yes, folks, I know we've kind of turned this into an all things Transformers episode, but or an episode of Legends of the Dark Knight.
I can't help
it. It's who you are. It's what you grew. No, I know. It's fine. When Kevin eventually does my episode, if he hasn't already done it, I don't remember, you know, I'm going to be all about the 80s stuff. So don't get, you know, that's what you grew up with. That's, you know, there's no judgments. But it's one of those things where Beast Wars and Beast Machines, to this day, are there problems? Yes. Are there a few animation glitches? Yes. At least they don't have a blue Optimus Prime like G1 did or whatever. But I still think Beast Wars and Beast Machines, they changed the style in Beast Machines just a little bit. It's still 3D animation. It's still computer generated animation.
It just went a totally different direction,
right,
aesthetically,
right.
Which I think is partially what damaged it.
Yeah.
And then the other part of what damaged it is the fact that they had Primal and Cheetor have this giant kind of blowout and have this like pseudo religious moment, which I think is what the blowback is mostly from Beast Machines.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people view cartoons as something for quote unquote children and don't view animation as a serious form of media that adults should consume. Who should cartoons be made for, in your opinion?
Anybody who wants to enjoy them. I mean, honestly, I mean, there's shows that are made more for the for the adult. There's some that's made for the kids that grew up with it and now are living with the modern day version of whatever it may be. And then there's the kids that are getting into it now. And everybody has their version of something that they enjoy. But I think that pretty much anybody that enjoys stuff, I mean, should be able to just have something that they enjoy. I still go back and watch old stuff. My kids are, you know, I mean, I'm very selective on what they watch. Like, I don't let them watch a lot of the new stuff unless I've screened it and I've cleared it. But there's some stuff I don't care to ever show them. And there's some stuff that I am perfectly fine with them seeing. And a lot of it is based in like my nostalgia, and I have them screen it, you know, what do you think about this? And then see what they say, you know?
Absolutely. All right, folks. So as I said at the beginning of this, Optimus Solo came up with a lot of these questions because I needed help in coming up with 30 questions about cartoons. So 25 through 28 are basically the Tooncast fantasy world kind of questions. You might say we're living in a cool world or something. So just take these with a grain of salt and have fun with them. 25. If you could own any vehicle featured in a cartoon, which would it be and why?
Any vehicle featured in a cartoon. Do ships matter?
As long as it's animated, it doesn't matter.
I would love to have the Axelon. I've always liked the ship. I've always liked the design. I've always liked like the layout of the vessel. It's just everything about it is just interesting to me. Like, that's why when I saw somebody that managed to create, you know, 3D printed versions of all of the stuff in the ship. I mean, they've even got the elevators now.
Awesome.
And I'm like, why do you people make this stuff? Because, like, I can't afford it. I would love to have it. I would love to build the Axelon on the top of my desk with all of that stuff and set up my figures. I would have to spend, like, $1,000 just to get the crap that's up there. I would actually have to spend, like, $1,500 based on what's there. I mean, they have – because you have to have, like, three or four of the consoles. Like, I could build the Season 3 scene.
Yep.
Next to the Ark. I mean, I could buy the Ark and have it, you know, parked next to it. I mean, it would just be, I don't know. It's just, I've always just enjoyed that.
Yeah, absolutely. If you could live in any cartoon world that you wanted, where would you live?
Cartoon world? Cartoon world. Probably the world of, like, the original Transformers, because I don't know if I'd want to be in a world where the Joker exists or in a world where the Ninja Turtles exist, because I don't want to get hit with ooze and turn into some freak of nature. So I definitely don't think I would want that to happen. So
yeah, no, that would not be good. Who would be your top three Toon pals to join you and become a quartet?
Ironhide, because he's like your Raphael type character. Probably Batman. Because he's more your, like, Leonardo-ish type role. I'm equating these all Ninja Turtles because it just makes it simpler to figure it out.
Yep.
And I'm kind of torn because I want to choose Ninja Turtle just for choosing these. But because I have the sneaky guy, I have the brawn. And I almost feel like I should have the guy that's, like, good with gadgets and good with, like, gear and stuff.
So Donnie.
So I would say that, but I really like Rat Trap.
There you go.
So he's sneaky, but he's sarcastic, and I feel like I could have a lot of fun with that.
There you go.
And the fact that he can build stuff if the need arises. But he just likes to cause problems if you know, if nothing else. So in a sense, he's kind of like, you know, Donnie and Mikey, like, put together.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, folks, I want to remind everybody this is Fantasy World. If you could date any cartoon character, which one would it be?
If I could be any who?
If you could date any cartoon character, which would it be?
Well, that's just wrong.
Hey, blame Optimus Solo. He came up with these questions.
Being that I can't remember any but April O'Neil, I'm going to have to go with that.
There you go. What is the holy grail of cartoon artifacts? The Sword of Omens, the Matrix of Leadership, the Power Sword from He-Man. What is your opinion of what should be the holy grail of cartoon artifacts?
Do I have to pick one?
I guess, yeah. It doesn't say pick one, but...
I mean, I like the Power Sword from He-Man, but I also like the Matrix, because you have all of the past leadership, but if you're a human, it does you no good.
Nope.
But the Power Sword is pretty good, too. You could have the cap from Mighty Max and go back in time. Or to the future.
There you go.
So you could time travel.
What is one piece of advice you'd give the cartoon fandom in general?
Just find something you enjoy. I mean, yeah, it's okay to be analytical on cartoons, but don't ruin it for somebody else just because you hate something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's fine to tell your opinion, but don't have a personal attack on the creators or the writers or the, you know, the people involved. Don't be a jerk, you know,
exactly. Just
enjoy it for what it is. If you hate it, you know, state as much, but don't make it a personal attack, because when it all boils down to it, a lot of times it's the one writing the check that screwed it up in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at you, Hasbro, Paramount, Lucasfilms.
Lord.
Just saying.
Uh-huh.
Netflix, Rooster Teeth. Oh, wait, I'm getting very specific now.
Yes, you are. Stop it. All right, folks, that's going to do it for us. And if you would like to be on the Origins episodes here at TuneCast, send an email to feedback@geekcastradio.com with the subject line TuneCast Origins Guest Spot. You must have at least 1 year or more of podcast experience, a good microphone, and be on either Skype or Zencaster.
Hello, geeks. Want a podcast that covers a vast array of topics with no rhyme or reason? Then check out Altered Geek Unlimited, where the topics fly more or less off the cuff. We cover media news, TV, our favorite geek products, and of course, your feedback. So get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks every Friday on the Geekcast Radio Network.
Kid?
Yes?
Shut up.
Beyond the Night is the GCRN's latest review podcast. We are covering everything in the Knight Rider television universe. From the classic 80s TV series to the 1991 reunion film, Team Knight Rider, and the 2008 relaunch series as well. So join TFG and Mike and Dion the Music Man as they go in-depth in Beyond the Night, only on Geekcast Radio Network. You can find Beyond the Night in iTunes and on www.geekcastradio.com.
Good.
Yes, Michael.
Just keep driving.
ToyCast is back. We are talking toys once more here on the GeekCast Radio Network's Toy and Action Figure Podcast. From breaking into the display case to our toy topic talk and the brand new Origins in Toy Collections, where we get guests to tell us their toy story of how they got into toy collecting. ToyCast is the only toy podcast you will ever need. Find us on GeekCastRadio.com and any podcatching client you choose to use. Now go forth, transform and transcend your toy collecting today while listening to ToyCast.
Hurry, Skeletor, hurry!
I am hurrying, I'm hurrying!
The Powers of Grayskull series has covered every episode of all of the Masters of the Universe cartoons except for two. Join Optimus Solo and TFG and Mike as they tell tales of Eternia, discover the myths of Etheria, become masters in space, evolve into the Masters of Grayskull, and finally reveal the revelation of Masters of the Universe. We'll also be finding out the origins of how guests got into or out of watching the Masters of the Universe cartoons, and so much more. You can find the podcast at geekcastradio.com and any podcatching client you choose to use. By the power and for the honor of Grayskull, we all have the power.
He-Man! Always He-Man!
Do you like retro cartoons? Then Saturday Morning Rewind is the podcast for you. Join them each month as they talk about classic cartoons and interview legendary voice actors like Jim Cummings.
I am the terror that flaps in the night.
Corey Burton.
Sometimes toys can be so funny.
Rob Paulsen.
Sure, Blaine, but how are we going to find chaps our size?
Nancy Cartwright and many more.
Eat my shorts.
So grab a bowl of Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Put on your hammer pants. Go to SaturdayMorningRewind.com. And be prepared to feel like a kid again. Yay! Once again, that's SaturdayMorningRewind.com. Saturday Morning Rewind was voted best podcast ever by its host, Tim Nidell. So it's gotta be good.
This is Kevin Conroy. And I am the goddamn Batman.
All right, Toonsters, as always, we want to thank you for joining us here on Tooncast. If you'd like to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show, there are several ways to do so. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can listen to, download, and comment on all of our content. Here are all the ways you can listen to us nowadays. Apple and Google Podcasts, leave us reviews, please. Spotify and any other podcatching client you choose to use. Follow us on Twitter at GCRN Tooncast and Tooncast Beyond are the Twitter names for the show. I am at TFG and Mike. You can also follow at Geekcast Radio. What is your Twitter, sir?
At SCP21.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Geekcast Radio Network. You can also search out Tooncast, all tunes all the time over there as well. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Tooncast, and wish you'll join us next time when we will be giving you our thoughts on something. I don't know what the heck it is, because I didn't write it down. For now, I am TFG and Mike with...
Steve Megatron Phillips.
Thank you for listening. Until next time. Oh, and unleash the tune in you.
Terrain seems a bit unstable. No readout yet if the air is breathable. And there seems to be no sign of intelligent life anywhere.
Hello?
Oh, yeah!
Ah! Whoa! Hey, whoa, 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 whoa. Did I frighten you? Didn't mean to. Sorry, howdy. My name is Woody, and this is Andy's room.
Hey, T-Bone, how's it going up there?
Razor! Mission accomplished.
Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.